Time now for the Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, United Rentals, Overlees Woods Lumber Company, ABS Performance, LPL Painting Company, also Gross Fine Woodworks. Sharpen your shovels. It's time for the Green Country Gardener.
And yes, it is time for the Green Country Gardener. I'm Garrett Giles, the Double G, with Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb. If you have any gardening questions for Larry this morning, feel free to call us at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Those numbers again, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Well, Larry, there's a little bit of some rain in the forecast, but right now it doesn't look too serious, does it?
No, it doesn't look that. It's going to be that. We're going to get a bit of a shower for a while here, it looks like, which pretty nice. Garrett Giles, the man with the ruby microphone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anyway, fall is in the air, so the heat is off, so get to work. It's time to be aware of what's going on with your lawn, especially if you have a little bit of shade, perhaps. And it's time to establish that zoysia seed. We have, October?
Yeah. Yes, October.
the end of September till about Columbus Day. A pretty good window. And actually, the season seems to be a bit of a lag in the season right now. In other words, Tuesday it was like 1,000 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was still August for
about
a little bit.
425 degrees. And the next day, I was in a sweatshirt. So things can change pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So we need to act pretty quick on getting that that grass established. And a lot of people have come in, they've had some questions and so on about what to do and how to do it. So we'll get into that a little bit later as to how to do that on the show here. We have all kinds of pansies and mums right now. We've got some really, really nice-looking mums. They're very dense, lots of blooms. And when you look at a mum plant, you want to get some that has some of the flowers open, if not maybe half of them at this point in time open, and a lot of them in there still yet to come open. That'll have an extended show on your mums.
Right.
And that show will last a little bit longer if it gets cooler or gets consistently or stays consistently cooler. And we have some frequent rainfalls, frequent meaning maybe once a week or so. And looking at the upcoming forecast of the week, that's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Especially, I think, we have some rain in the forecast this weekend, today and tomorrow. And then we have a little bit of a dry period before it picks back up again Thursday into next weekend. So.
Exactly. It'll usually rain on the weekends. Thank you.
Normally, yeah.
Can't you guys get this straight? Come on. Well, anyway, also we brought up the pansies. They're blooming real nicely, too. And we're selling a lot of those. It's time to get those in the ground.
Okay.
I know I need to put some in my yard, but I have so many annuals that are exhibiting so much color. Mm-hmm. That I think I'll go ahead and get them and maybe put them in larger pots and then let them grow on. And then when the annuals die out, I'll transplant them into there. So anyway, but if you've got space, and we did somebody's yard yesterday. We planted some periwinkles for him earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And we left the spaces in between the plants to put pansies later on.
Right.
Plant ahead. And we did that yesterday.
With the pansies, too, are you have just instead of planting them in the ground, is there anything else that people need to do with those right now, or do they just need to plant them?
Well, actually, they're edible, so you can do that, too. But
if people are down for it, I guess, yeah.
No, really, no. We need to plant, though, to get them in the ground pretty soon. Okay. The reason why we want to, they are cold tolerant, but the reason why we want to get them in the ground is still relatively warm, and the root system will develop very well in a warmer soil. And especially one that is very loose and organic. Don't forget the compost when you get some pansies. Even potting soil will help a lot, too, or peat-based pH balance. Potting soil will work rather well, too, when you plant your pansies. And also, as it gets increasingly cooler, they can more tolerate the application of blood meal. Blood meal really makes the color brilliant. Mm-hmm. And the leaves are really nice and dark. It makes very healthy plants. So you don't want to apply that when it's going to be consistently warm for a period of time, but because it tends to burn. It's fairly high in nitrogen. But the other trace elements in there do help the pansies a lot. So you might consider getting some of that, too, when you plant them. Also, in addition to pansies, we have a kale, flowering kale. Flowering kale. I caught myself on that one.
It's a little tricky of a word there.
Yeah, flowering kale right now it looks somewhat nondescript. In other words, it's not exhibiting a great deal of color at this point, and it won't do so until we've had a significant amount of cool weather.
Right.
When that happens, then the color show on the kale will be up there. And sort of the same with the pansies. You want to get the root system established in the ground before it gets exceedingly cold, just so it can tolerate the cold weather, because if it doesn't have an adequate root system, it can't draw up enough water to keep itself inflated when it gets cold, mm-hmm. and it collapses.
That wouldn't be good.
And a kale is edible, too. So.
Okay. A lot of edible plants this morning.
So I guess so. So when we have a lot of snow and you can't get to the store, you just go outside and
dig that up and eat it.
And munch, yeah. We do have a few roses right now. We got some crepe myrtles that are left. Crepe myrtles are kind of past their prime right now at this point. But still a good time to get those established into the ground. We have just a few around anymore. It is also time to plant trees, and we have some new ones that have arrived, some fall color trees.
Okay.
Maples specifically, yeah. Things like that. They exhibit some good fall color. So you want to plant them. And keep in mind the rules we discussed many times about where to plant them in your lawn. Give them enough room to grow, because if you can sort of imagineer a 30-foot big blob of green in your front yard.
Right.
And... don't plant it too close to the house, and don't keep it out of the drainage patterns too, and it should do just fine.
Yeah, that'd be a shame if you planted it close to the house and it fell in a couple years later.
Yeah,
that'd be a darn
shame.
Well,
you never know with our windstorms here what's going to happen. And typically, the red maples grow at a rate which allows the wood to harden off and be a really good sturdy wood, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so there's not much of a problem with them. I know in front of my house, I've been in the direct path of two big old shear winds this year. And the stuff I picked up just easily fit in one hand, and throw it away. In other words, they held up really well. And I imagine their growth is somewhat tempered by the lack of soil.
Right.
So in my particular location. So. Uh-huh. In other words, Kevin, you have all of my dirt.
Come on, Kevin. What are you doing? Give it back.
So anyway, it's a good time to think about planting some trees in the yard, too. And they give you some shade. I was noticing driving around the other day that a lot of people like to plant them on the west side of the house.
Right.
Which does moderate the amount of infrared getting to the house when in the summertime. And in the absence of leaves, it permits that infrared, the warmth, to get through, so the house is warm in the winter.
Right.
So it's a good way to put a shade cloth off and on the house without having to do anything.
Right.
So they are valuable in that they do moderate the climate around your house pretty well, too.
I think we might have a caller. Larry.
Okay, put them on.
Take that really quick. Good morning, caller. You're on the Green Country Gardener Show.
Oh, yes. I was wondering if I asked Larry about this. Do you have, can you guys come out and plant stuff for me? Like, I work like 6 days a week, and I've got an orchard in my side lot, and I want to replace all the trees out there. Can you all do that?
Well, I can come out and look at it, sure, and give you a cost, and we can talk about things that have to be done.
Okay, yeah, because what I want to do is replace it with trees which are actually resistant to things. When I just bought them at Walmart or at Worshland. I didn't think anything about resistant to any kind of diseases or anything.
Uh-huh.
And now I know I should have done that.
Okay. Well, I can look at your situation, and what we need to do is just set up a time when I can meet you out there.
Okay, that'll work. So what is your number?
Oh, our number out at the nursery is 918-333-4091.
3333.
What was the last part? 4091.
Okay, and the first
918?
Uh-huh. 918-333-4091.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. We've had that same number since 1978.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's just like permanently hardwired into the phone system. So when people want a fast grower, they expect one of those, comic book trees. I say that. You see these, I put a hammock up in like 6 months on this tree.
Right.
Yeah. Well, those are the kind that kind of fall apart. So you really want to kind of avoid those. Now, they had their place in the landscape. That's kind of away from structures, away from the house. If you have a, if you live out in the country and there's a cement plant or something, you want to screen off. They'll do a pretty good job of that pretty quickly. You also, when you plant the fast growing trees, you want to plant in addition to that some of the trees that grow a little bit slower, such as the oaks or the hard maples that grow a little bit slower than the comic book trees or silver maples or the comic book tree you've seen around is the Salix matsudana, which is the it's a willow tree. But the leaves on it aren't characteristic of a willow tree. They're a little bit more rounded, and they don't look specifically like a willow tree. But it's a very fast-growing tree. So, and they have all these little... Got a caller?
Yeah, we do have a caller.
Oh, put them on. Okay.
Good morning, caller. Yes. Go ahead. How can we help you? Sorry.
All righty. Can I cut off my peonies?
Oh, definitely, yes. They're somewhat bedraggled at this point. And
okay. And daylilies?
Daylilies, well, that's a little bit of a question there. I wouldn't really until we have a freeze, because the more okay. they can photosynthesize and carve up those roots, the better they can look next year.
Okay, well, they're still green and about 3 feet tall.
Those are some big lilies, wow.
They were beautiful this year.
Yeah, the
okay,
lilies.
But all the... Can I dig up my irises?
Yes, we still have time for that. You're running out of time, okay. though, but we still do it. On the daylilies, though, if they've been in the ground anywhere from 3 to 5 years without being divided, you might want to consider dividing them sometime late this winter.
Oh, well, I did that last year, and this year they were just giant.
Good.
Those Asiatic lilies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just giant blooms, beautiful.
We got 2 more years before you have to worry about dividing those, so.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Yes. Yes, lily management. We need to discuss at some point in time. Maybe during the wintertime we can talk about lily management. How to manage your lilies. Well, anyway.
Lily
101.
Hey, Larry, I think we'll take a quick break really quick on the Green Country Gardener Show. We'll be right back with more from Larry Glass.
Very good.
And we'll list the number for you.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals, and Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses, so we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Fall is finally here, and it's time to start thinking about your fall planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has new shipments of trees, shrubs, mums and pansies. And mums and pansies are in various colors. Want to have a beautiful lawn in the spring? It's time to sow fescue seed now. And Green Thumb has the best seed around. 5-star blend fescue seed. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5 on Sunday.
It's the oldest existing trophy to be awarded to any professional sports franchise. A new trophy is not made every year. It's one of a kind, and every team wants it. The Governor General of Canada purchased the Decorative Cup for around 50 cents in 1892. In 2019, the St. Louis Blues took home the Stanley Cup. Friday, October 11th, the coveted Stanley Cup is coming home to the Tulsa Oilers for one night. Join the Tulsa Oilers for a weekend of exciting hockey and your chance to see it up close and get your picture taken with the Stanley Cup.
Opening night, Friday, October 11th, is Stanley Cup night. Game time is 7 when the Oilers take on the Kansas City Mavericks. Stick around after the game for the after party on the ice. Meet the players and get your picture with the Stanley Cup. Don't let the hockey excitement stop there. Come back on Saturday at 7 when Tulsa takes on the Allen Americans, and Sunday at 4 when Tulsa faces the Rapid City Rush. For ticket information, visit TulsaOilers.com. The Stanley Cup and a weekend of hockey. Does life get any better than that?
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything, from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
And welcome back to the Green Country Gardener, the program on your Saturday morning. We have about 40 minutes or so left with Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb. And if you have any gardening questions about just to ask Larry this morning, feel free to call us at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Those numbers again, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We have had a couple callers in this morning. Larry, what else can you tell us about trees this morning?
Trees. We don't carry those really kind of fast-growing trees, you know, for obvious reasons, because people learn to regret that over time. But trees, typically, the slower they grow, the better they are. And oak trees, for instance, they grow quicker than most people think. Most people think they grow really slow. They grow slow because it takes a long time to get to their original height because their height is bigger.
Right? Huge.
Yeah, so a good case in point, in my backyard, I planted a water oak about 10 years ago.
Right.
It's huge. And it's really, I kind of like that tree real well because it is very sturdy. It has a good sturdy root system, stem growth system. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't break in the wind. It's a good, strong tree. And it has just about probably reached what I would consider to be its peak in height because there's some limitations as far as available resources, typically on solid rock, and there's just not much available, so it tempers their growth somewhat. Mm-hmm. But it's been a very sturdy tree, very quite sturdy, no problems with it at all. The only problem was an outbreak 2 years ago of scale. Okay. And the imidacloprid took care of that pretty quick. So I haven't had any scale since I applied that on there. So the water oak and the willow oak share that same problem, that is an occasional outbreak of a scale insect.
Okay. So,
but other than that, they're pretty good trees. Probably... if I can go back in time, I'd have planted a northern red oak because I think they're just beautiful trees.
Right.
And they're very sturdy, and they're moderate growing, almost fast growing trees. And the color of them, the green color on it, that maintains itself very well in the heat of the summer. Mm-hmm. The leaves are glabrous or shiny, if you will, and they just maintain themselves quite well.
I can imagine.
And the fall color also on them can be really outstanding. If you guys decide to give us some cool weather tonight, the fall color on the northern red oak is really attractive, too.
I can imagine, too, that it would have been pretty good this spring, considering all the rain that we had.
Yes.
To stay green.
I didn't see any damage, really, on the northern red oak. Some Schumard oaks, some of the ones, the native ones, have been around a while. Their damage was obvious that they're just old. Mm-hmm. And the interiors of most of them were pretty well rotted out. The ones that I saw that were falling, I took some pictures of them, and so we can talk about that rotting, you know, trees rotting in the middle, but they're still long lasting trees. I mean, they've been around for hundreds of years probably. So
okay. And you were mentioning scales being a problem with oaks sometimes. Is there any other problems that you see with oaks aside from scales?
Oak leaf gall can be a problem, especially on pin oaks. The larger leaf oak trees like that. The northern red oaks, I really haven't seen any leaf gall on that, but the pin oaks get leaf gall pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And iron chlorosis is a big problem with willow oaks and pin oaks. So if you live in an area that has limestone underlying the soil, in other words, what we call the parent material is limestone, then you will have some issues with chlorosis. And that's caused primarily due to a pH imbalance and the tree's inability to absorb nitrogen because of the soil pH.
Okay. And what is a gall, a leaf gall?
It's caused by a wasp laying an egg on there, and then it causes a cancerous growth to surround that egg, if you will. or a fungal leaf gall. The fungal leaf gall tends to be a bit more consolidated, more pithy, if you will.
Right.
And I could have this backwards. And the wasp leaf gall tends to be a bit more like a balloon on the tree.
Mm-hmm. How would you treat something like that?
That's my answer.
You can't.
It'll just go away.
Just go away over time.
I wouldn't worry about it too much. It didn't really want her to
Sorry.
But leaf gall is a tough one to control, and usually its onset is environmental. So we'll have good years and bad. We didn't have any problem at all this year with leaf gall on oak trees.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Has there ever been a bad year?
2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really bad, and for some odd reason, it just things like that are cyclical. You notice we have years where we don't have any tent caterpillars on the pecan trees. 2 years ago, it looked like Halloween. Just the whole town was just covered in this massive net of webs on the trees. But this year, there aren't hardly any. And kind of the same thing with the bagworms on the junipers. We've had a mild case of bagworms this year, but a few years ago, they were just, knocking them out left and right. So the insect populations really are very inconsistent in response to the weather and so on.
You talk about the pecan trees. I know my grandpa and grandma Southwick out in Garber, Oklahoma, have a pecan tree, and I kind of remember that same problem 2 years ago with all the cobwebs on it. It's just like, what is happening right now?
Has he been decorating for?
I was kind of concerned for my grandparents there for a minute, but it was just the bugs.
Yeah, and also looking at the tent caterpillars, we were working in a house that had some on theirs, and they're crawling around on the ground. They've really got a lot of fur on them.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Brace for impact. Here comes winter. Get that snow shovel sharpened. So, anyway, I haven't had a chance to look at the persimmons yet. The seeds on the persimmons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a sure thing what the weather's going to do, whether they're spoons or knives or forks, I think it is. Knives or spoons, yeah. Mm-hmm. The endosperm inside the seed. You split it open, you look at it, and the shape of it is the shape of the embryo is what dictates the weather coming on.
Okay.
So people with persimmons, they're coming ripe right now. Just pick a couple of them and dissect those seeds and see what's inside. And then that'll tell you whether or not to buy a new snow shovel. I know I have to buy one. The handle on mine rotted. I have to buy a new snow shovel.
That's crazy. Again,
from lack of use. I mean,
how can you tell, if the weather's going to be bad from that? How can you tell?
What?
From the seed. How can you
persimmon
tell?
Persimmon seed?
Yeah.
The shape of embryo inside the seed.
So if it's a bigger embryo, that means a worse one?
If it's shaped like a knife,
okay,
it'll be bad. If it's shaped like a spoon, it'll be mild.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's like a spoon.
I would hope. So spoons or knives, what are we going to be? And also statistically, we are due for a kind of a snowy winter.
Yeah, so I've seen.
If you just do the mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
So...
The map from the Old Farmer's Almanac doesn't look promising.
No, it doesn't really. So anyway, getting back to gardening. On your irrigation system, I think you can start cutting back on that a little bit right now. And most sprinkler systems have a water budget feature on them. Ones we install have that. And what it does is it, on the timing of the sprinkler system itself, it resets the time mm-hmm. on a percentage basis. And we go to some people's houses, I'm just not getting enough water. Well, I can't see how that could be possible with the rain we've had this year, but
right.
Nonetheless, they need some more water. And you set the and we use this a lot at the nursery. We have one where our plants need daily watering. And if it's cooler, we set the water budget down to reduce the amount of water on all the circuits at once. So it's a very simple thing to do. And most of the sprinkler timers have that now. So anyway, so it's time to maybe reduce the time and save a little bit of water. And at this point in time, I would probably just do a manual watering on the lawn, just kind of look at it and see if it needs water and hit the start button and, let that be it. Take out the automatic startups on it just so you don't have to overwater.
Okay. We're talking about watering right now of your garden. We can probably talk about that here in just a little bit more. It's 5:32. We'll continue this conversation with the Green Country Gardener, Larry Glass.
Leaders True Value wants to remind you it's time for fall lawn care. Reseed your lawn now with Phil's Mix. Phil's Mix is a blend of 10 different varieties of fescue grass that grows in the sun and even in the shade. Start reseeding your lawn today with Phil's Mix. Only available at Peters True Value in Dewey. Stop in today for all your lawn and garden needs at Peters True Value, 1865 North Osage and Highway 75 in Dewey. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturday, 8 till 5, closed Sunday. Peters True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Don't paint yourself in a corner. Call LPL Painting and Company, professionally painting in the Bartlesville area for 20 plus years. All finishes, all surfaces, perfection corner to corner. You'll find their portfolio online or on Facebook. LPL Painting and Company, that's LPL Painting and Company, fully insured, offering free estimates. Just call 918-214-1999 for consult and estimate.
Christy, Mutual's having a fun Girls Night Out event to benefit Mutual.
Yes, grab your girlfriends and join us for Pursuing Purpose on Thursday, October 24th, 6:30 at Mutual on Price Road, hosted by Christina Tate and you, Dory Potter.
Enjoy desserts and mocktails in vintage stemware that you'll get to take home. There'll be a fun designer purse silent auction, plus a grand prize drawing for an exclusive designer handbag, courtesy of Dillard's, and one from Personality of Tulsa. Stride Bank and the radio stations will be offering some big bills hidden in some of the purses in the auction.
We'll offer tours of our building, the former canteen, and ladies can learn more about the many programs Mutual is offering.
Tickets are available for $20 at Mutual or online at mutualbartlesville.org.
Our dessert sponsors include Dusty Rose Cakes, Monica Simpson, Food Pyramid, Sugarica, and Egbert's.
Don't miss the fun Pursuing Purpose on Thursday, October 24th at Mutual.
Clean cars, people drive in dirty and drive away clean. What brought you to the Gusher today?
The Gusher is the best car wash in town.
Why do you say that?
Because it does a great job cleaning my car and the vacuums are awesome.
Everybody talks about that vacuum. And what's the price for the vacuum?
It's free with the car wash.
To me, that's the best part of the whole deal.
That's the best part of the whole deal.
And I notice you're taking the cloth now that you've done the vacuuming and just doing a little bit of extra polishing. Make sure all those little droplets go away quickly.
That's right. I like it spot free.
So you came out to the Gusher today. If you were talking to somebody that just moved to town and they said, what's that Gusher all about? What would you tell them?
It's the best place to get your car clean.
And that's what we're talking about today. Come on out to the Gusher and drive away with a clean car.
Gusher Car Wash, one block south of Price Road on Highway 75 across from Aldi's. Come for the great wash, stay for the free vacuum.
And welcome back to the Green Country Gardener Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Garrett Giles of Double G with Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb. If you have any questions for Larry, feel free to call us at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Those numbers again, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Before we took the break, Larry, you were talking about how we could kind of cut back on the watering just a little bit.
Cut back on the watering a little bit, exactly. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good. And you were saying, too, that we should
start applying doing a fall application for trees and shrubs, right?
Yes, I would go ahead and do a fall application of it, especially if your shrubs are under a little bit of stress, fertilizer stress, or they just don't look good. We have a time period right now when it's fairly cool, and there's going to be a little bit of growth on the shrubs, so it wouldn't hurt to put a little fertilizer on them to help usher them into the winter.
Yes, I completely agree with you on that, Larry. We do have a caller, okay. So I think we're going to go ahead and take them really quick. Good morning, caller. How can we help you?
I have a fescue lawn with African violets growing in it. What can I use to eliminate the African violets without hurting the fescue?
Oh, the violets are growing, yeah. The violets are susceptible to Trimec or 2,4-D or just a broadleaf herbicide. That should pretty well alleviate that somewhat. And you also might consider putting down in the spring, if you have a good lawn established, put down some pre-emergent herbicide coming in the spring to help prevent those seeds from sprouting.
Could you repeat what I should use on that?
Oh, at this point in time, you'd want to use a broadleaf herbicide on that.
Okay.
Such as a Trimec or 2,4-D or something. And secondarily, in the spring, you might want to put down, or in fact, you will want to put down a pre-emergent, such as prodiamine, to help curb the sprouting of the seeds in the spring when they come up.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a problem in lawns. Violets can be a real problem. Because they kind of grow. And it's interesting that they bloom. They're kind of pretty, the blooms. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the flowers die off. And what's left is a pod down below them. Mm-hmm. And as the seeds mature, the pod tends to dry out. And it gets drier and drier, and all of a sudden, pop. And the seeds go, boom, flying out.
That is interesting. It's kind of like a rocket.
And then you start off with one violet, then you got 1,000, then you got, 100 million. And then,
then you have no fescue grass.
You don't have anything at all but violets. So you want to try to circumvent that. Now, another thing the caller can do to help control that, perhaps, is give a fall application of fertilizer to make the grass grow denser. So one requirement of the violets is to have a little bit of light for the leaves, the seeds to sprout. So if you keep your grass fairly tall and keep it well fertilized, you shouldn't have as much of a problem with the violets as you do if you kept it short and not well fertilized. So anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about next is your lawns. So it is time for the fall application. We still have just a little bit of time. You can get some control. The dandelions are starting to come up now, but you can still get some control by putting down the fall application of pre-emergence for your
grass. Application of fall.
Yeah, yes. Application of fall pre-emergence in your lawn, and that'll help alleviate a lot of henbit and chickweed and stuff that comes up. Now, with the onset of this cooling weather and the moisture and all the conditions are really good for that stuff to come up, and I noticed the dandelions are sprouting in my yard. Mm-hmm. So kind of at the tail end of the timing on that, really, at this point. So if you haven't done it yet, you still can catch a good deal of the seeds that are sprouting. You can still control them. But if you wait too much longer, you'll have this big bunch of stuff coming up in your yard.
That you don't want.
maybe you can borrow some sheep or something or something to eat it, perhaps.
But, a couple of goats, maybe.
Bermuda grass, don't fertilize it this time of year. Leave it alone right now. Kind of the same with zoysia grass. If you're establishing some zoysia grass, you might want to put down some 10-20-10 or something like that to help the root system get down. If you're establishing Bermuda grass, don't hesitate to put down a 10-20-10 or something. But don't overdo it. You really want it to be fairly strong going into the winter. And you don't want a lot of rapid growth, which makes it susceptible to the spring dead spot, which occurs when we have a lot of snow, which will happen in February. Mm-hmm. That's a run-on sentence if I've ever heard one.
pretty good sentence, solid one.
So don't scalp or reduce the height right now on your Bermuda grass. You want to leave it the same tall as you kept it all summer long. Don't, you know, it's not the time of year to scalp your grass. Mm-hmm. We talked about pre-emergence, time to do that, and it's time to be sure your new grass is well established also before applying pre-emergence, because it can shrivel up the roots a little bit if you get it on there a little too strong. So as I tell my customers, when we put down zoysia grass, do not apply a pre-emergence on this zoysia grass until it is established for a year.
Okay.
Just put up with one or two dandelions for a little while. And most of the zoysia grass lawns really are thick enough to where they don't have much of a weed problem. So when you're establishing new grass, you refrain from the use of herbicides on that until it gets well established.
Right. Otherwise, the weeds get worse?
Otherwise, it weakens the grass.
Okay.
Yeah. And zoysia grass, I found, is more susceptible to the application of broadleaf or even pre-emergent herbicides than Bermuda grass. So it can be damaged. So wait a little bit on that, and if your grass is good and healthy, then don't worry about it too much. But if your grass is kind of sickly, you might want to put down some pre-emergent and perhaps institute a fertilization program next year to have it properly fertilized so it can gain some strength. This would have been a really good year to get the grass strength up because we had plenty of rain. So there are a lot of really nice-looking lawns this year that really didn't look hardly worth anything last year. Mine included. and the rain has helped. So I just, I live on a rock pile and don't have a sprinkler system, so it's kind of hard to grow a nice lawn. So we have some really nice-looking grass this year on people's yards, so let's try to take care of that so it maintains that appearance throughout the next year.
All right. Anything else going on in the lawn?
No, not really. Not time to put the mower to sleep yet.
I don't know how you could, considering how you said the grass has been up quite a bit this year and with all the rain that we got last spring.
Yeah, so usually this time of year, the Bermuda grass has slowed down enough to where it's really not growing that much. It's slowed down a bit, but not a whole lot. So you're still going to have to mow the grass a couple times before it gets really cold. So.
Okay. We're talking with Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb, here on this Green Country Gardener program on your Saturday morning. It's 8:43. We'll have more on the program coming up next after this.
Fall is finally here, and it's time to start thinking about your fall planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has new shipments of trees, shrubs, mums and pansies. And mums and pansies are in various colors. Want to have a beautiful lawn in the spring? It's time to sow fescue seed now, and Green Thumb has the best seed around. Five-star blend fescue seed. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5 on Sunday.
It's the oldest existing trophy to be awarded to any professional sports franchise. A new trophy is not made every year. It's one of a kind, and every team wants it. The Governor General of Canada purchased the decorative cup for around 50 cents in 1892. In 2019, the St. Louis Blues took home the Stanley Cup. Friday, October 11th, the coveted Stanley Cup is coming home to the Tulsa Oilers for one night. Join the Tulsa Oilers for a weekend of exciting hockey and your chance to see it up close and get your picture taken with the Stanley Cup.
Opening night, Friday, October 11th, is Stanley Cup night. Game time is 7 when the Oilers take on the Kansas City Mavericks. Stick around after the game for the after party on the ice. Meet the players and get your picture with the Stanley Cup. Don't let the hockey excitement stop there. Come back on Saturday at 7 when Tulsa takes on the Allen Americans, and Sunday at 4 when Tulsa faces the Rapid City Rush. For ticket information, visit TulsaOilers.com. The Stanley Cup and a weekend of hockey. Does life get any better than that?
Hi, this is Brian Ballard with Roman Chevrolet Buick in beautiful Independence, Kansas. We have a fantastic selection of new and used vehicles, including GM certified. Just head north and watch your prices go south at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas. At Roman Chevrolet Buick, you do not have to pay extra taxes. You only pay in Oklahoma where you live. We will treat you the way you want to be treated at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas, where we're making car buying fun again. You can reach us at 620-331-4700 or 24 online at RomansGM.com.
Make your home stand out from the rest with a new look that Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling can give you. They're contractors that offer bathroom and kitchen remodeling, trim carpentry, custom cabinetry, and hardwood refinishers. Voted best custom cabinetry of 2018 and offering veteran, firefighter, and law enforcement discounts. That's Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling. Call today for your free estimate, 918-214-6348.
I'm Dave Hunziker, and you've got the Bruins, Cardinals, Cowboys, and more on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And welcome back to the Green Country Gardener program on your radio on this Saturday morning. We have Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb, with us this morning. If you have any gardening questions, feel free to call us at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. One more time, those numbers, 918-336-1400. Or 1-800-749-5936. Larry, we've talked about a wide array of gardening topics this morning. People should start planting their landscapes, though, right?
It's a good time to do some planting on your landscape. And I say planting, and it's part of this for a process where you select a contractor, and you might get several landscape contractors there and give you some ideas of what, then you can pick one out. But keep in mind, your house is your biggest asset. And someday you might have to put it on the market. Mm-hmm. And you want it to have the most universal appeal as possible. Universal meaning what would everybody like when they come into your house? What would they like to see in front of the house and so on? And that's very important. I was discussing this with a customer yesterday and I said, well, it's not really something that's disposable, if you will. This is a hard asset and you want to enhance that as much as possible. To make it more attractive, not only for you, but somebody else.
Right.
So basically that's what we do, is we try to enhance that and try to keep it as economical as possible and make it as effective as possible and try to keep the maintenance to a level to which the customer really wants to do.
Right.
So, and also we look at, I look at a landscape, I see problems. I see problems with drainage. You know, I see problems with the relationship between the floor elevation and the landscape. You know, sometimes that's just not the way it should be. And we're doing one right now where we're capturing the downspouts and piping it away from the house. It's, for years it's been going, dumping right basically on the house. I said, that's not healthy. We usually do that for nothing, you know, because it's cheap. Used a good pipe though. to get that water away from dumping on the house or close to the house. It's just not good to have a real wet scenario. Then it's a real dry scenario, real wet. You know, keeping in mind the nature of the soil, mm-hmm. You want to try to have the soil moisture content constant, pretty much as close to constant all year round. Mm-hmm. So all right. Take the downspouts, pipe them out, get them away, get that water away from the house. Number one. Number two, use plants that don't grow too big. I see a lot of houses with Nelly R. Stevens holly 2 feet away from the house.
Right.
You say, well, what, that doesn't tell me anything. What does that tell me? Nelly R. Stevens holly gets 35 feet tall and up to 20 feet wide. It's a tree. It's not a shrub. Right. So you want to kind of keep it away from the house. There are other varieties of holly that stay small that can be grown into a pyramidal shape, you know. That will stay in bounds. It doesn't turn into a nightmare. And so just pick out the right shrubs close to the house, and that's kind of what we do.
And when you're helping people plan their landscape, what do you normally recommend with shrubs and trees? And
it's variable depending on the exposure of the house, north, south, east, or west, the drainage, the soil type. The architecture of the house can dictate what plants you put in there also. You just don't want to rubber stamp a design. You have to cater it to the particular design of the house. And also architectural features. This beautiful stone you put on the house, you want to do as little as possible to hide that, but you want to do as much as possible to enhance and frame it.
Okay.
So there's some principles that I like to follow when doing a design for people.
And how can people set up a landscaping plan?
Just call the office and they'll put it in my book and I'll come on out and I'll measure it, take some pictures, and bounce back with the design. So I do a lot of design online. Mm-hmm. Give me your email address. I'll do it up and you'll get a plan view and perspective views and all that, and estimates and estimate alternatives and phasing plans too. We can do different sections at a time, mm-hmm. and to make it a bit more easy to swallow sometimes. But
and remind me the number. It's 918-333-4097.
409. Well, you're close. Yeah, good
close.
Memory there. 333-4091. You don't have to talk to me. Just call the office and set up a time I can come out.
Okay. And you normally have quite a few appointments. We were mentioning that. We're talking about it before the break. And we will, before the break, we were talking about how many appointments you do weekly. How many would you say that you do?
Probably 20 or so per week. Yeah, it keeps me busy.
It does keep you busy, indeed. Definitely yeah. Keeps you busy. 20 appointments per week will keep you busy. And, of course, obviously, the number, again, 918-333-4091 is the number to call.
Right.
If you want to set up a landscaping planning appointment with Larry and just...
Yeah, and you have to think long term. You know, this is something that's a big decision. Mm-hmm. You know, I know for a lot of people, it's a big money decision. So you want to be very careful about how things are done and what's going on, how it was prepared, what are the elevations, how wide are the beds, how big are these shrubs going to get, how much am I going to be burdened with taking care of these shrubs, mm-hmm. You know, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to, you need to know all that information.
Right.
Prior to doing that, just saying, well, this sketch looks really nice. I mean, what's it going to look like in 10 years, you know?
Right. Now, do you do that, like, future planning, too?
Oh, yeah,
or do you
we can
at least
do that,
show them, like, a concept of
if
what it would
you
like?
Do nothing, we can do that. Typically, when we do an installation, we have a 3-year establishment period before you really have to do much of anything to it. So you get to sit back and enjoy it and get you a lounge chair with a cup holder and just watch the plants grow, you know.
And marvel in the beauty.
And marvel the beauty. Yeah. And then in 3 years, you have to start doing a little pruning here and there.
Maybe it's worth the work, though. To make your lawn look good.
Yeah, and you want to get something that you don't have buyer's remorse when it's said and done. You know, you want something that you can actually see, and with the virtual thing, you can just almost touch it and feel it almost, because we can zoom through it. I did that last night with somebody.
Right.
Got the computer, we walked through everything. They can see what it's like. Even did some night lighting with it. You can pop it in there and show what it looked like at night with lights. So it's kind of fun. They really enjoy seeing that. So
that's really cool indeed. Do you guys do any lighting like concepts too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We're into the LED lightings.
Okay.
They're very efficient and very. The wiring lasts a lot longer. You don't have that heavy amperage you have on halogen lights and the connections. With the halogens in the past, we had to solder all the joints just because of the load. If you're much into electricity and how it works, if you get one little tiny flaw in that connection, with you're drawing so many amps with the halogen lights, the connection starts to get warm and it begins to sizzle and the lights pop off. Oh my gosh, where's this problem? Yeah,
right.
And when you make a connection, it has to be sealed up properly.
Kind of reminds me of a Christmas Vacation. The little lights aren't twinkling.
No, they're not. Too much of a load on that wire. We did one system a long time ago. We had to use 2 8-gauge wires to get enough wire up around from the timer to the front there. That's a lot of wire.
That's a lot of wire, indeed.
That's a lot of muscle, too, on that. But now with the LEDs, you can wire it with speaker wire. You know, the load is so much less on the LED lights. Mm-hmm. You still want to follow the basic principles of the sealing the wire properly, sizing your wire properly, and so on. picking the right timer, and make sure you do not shine a light. We did this one time. Shine a light on the light sensor.
It turns
your whole yard into a party light, you know, off and on and off and on.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
Oh, that happened to me, and they called it. The lights keep turning off and on. The neighbor's saying it's really hilarious. Oh, then I look, oh my gosh. So we moved the timer so it doesn't get that.
The party light
effect.
Or the strobe light, the one that's a little bit more. Light.
so golly. So that's one thing you gotta kinda watch out for on that too. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun over the years doing this.
Well, of course you could set up a landscaping plan with Larry Glass. Just feel free to call them over at the Green Thumb Nursery, and of course they have lighting setups as well as everything that you can need to plan your landscape. We're going to come back after this break. We'll talk a little bit more about Green Thumb Nursery and what you guys got going on over there.
Very good.
Back in the early 1930s, Frank and Jane Phillips hosted a wonderful party at their lodge home at Willow Rock. For this special party, Frank hired the world-famous magician Harry Blackstone to provide the entertainment for the large crowd. Throughout the evening, Blackstone amazed the guests with his card tricks and sleight of hand, with the crowd applauding and laughing as the tricks got better and better. Finally, Blackstone asked Jane Phillips to step forward. He reached into his coat and removed a new deck of cards and dramatically unwrapped them, removed the cards from the deck, and shuffled them several times. He then asked Mrs. Phillips to cut the cards, which she did, pulling the Queen of Spades, which she showed to the crowd. She put the card back into the deck, and Blackstone carefully shuffled the cards 2 or 3 times, then suddenly spun around and threw the entire deck of cards into the wall of the lodge, just to the left of the front door. 51 cards fell to the floor, and the Queen of Spades stuck on the wall, where it still remains today. A perfect example of the magic of Willow Rock. Come see it for yourself, and welcome home to Willow Rock.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
And welcome back to the Green Country Gardener. We're having a good time on this Saturday morning. I'm Garrett Giles, the Double G, and we have Larry Glass in with us. Wrapping up the show here, we're going to talk about the Green Thumb Nursery. Larry, what can you tell me about it? What's going on over there?
Hey, golly, at the Green Thumb Nursery, we've got all kinds of houseplants. Good selection of those, too. We have people coming in buying plants for the house. They're thinking about that, the weather, changing seasons and bringing them more internal. We have plenty of those to look at. Mm-hmm. We have a new rack of seeds for 2020.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Inside ground floor opportunity to get your seeds next year when they're all gone. So, but anyway, we got those on hand right now. Good selection of fertilizers. Milorganite is one of our bigger sellers, and I really like to use it because it does have a lot of trace elements in it. It gives plants a lot of stuff they really need to grow. So elemental iron and zinc and boron and molybdenum and calcium and stuff, it all has that in it. Mm-hmm. As well as a fertilizer that really fertilizes for a fairly long period of time, and it's environmentally friendly. So you might consider getting some of that for your fall shrubs. We talked about that. Usually when we do a landscape, I'll take a sack of that stuff and just walk around, pour it on the ground around the plants, and they just do great.
Here I am.
Yeah, so anyway, you might consider getting some of that milorganite or just another kind of fertilizer for your fall plants too.
Okay.
It's time for fertilizer bulbs and things. We talked about that last week. You might consider just an even well-balanced fertilizer. Tomato fertilizer works real well for bulbs, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Your tulips will have tomatoes on them. No.
Yes.
No, it doesn't work. Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. But anyway, yeah. But fertilizer is good for them too. The pre-emergent herbicide comes in a big yellow bag. Howard Johnson is the name of the company. So it has. We have that on there too for your pre-emergent control too.
And where are you guys located?
4605 Nuada Road, halfway between Madison and Washington on the south side of the road.
And, of course, we're wrapping up the show here, Larry.
Keep your shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.